Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. He was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that was so weak. So weak. Do we really believe that Jesus is risen? Then we should live it forth and be able to proclaim it with joy, not just for a day, but at least for 7 weeks, if not for the whole of our life. That's what we're experiencing here in the gospel today. And one of the things that I really love to do, which I rarely get to do, is I like to watch a movie from time to time, at least one a year. And one of the movies that's been most moving to me in my life, maybe you share the same experience, is the movie Saving Private Ryan. Came out in 1998, so long before many of you young people were even thoughts in your parents' minds. But this movie, Saving Private Ryan, is great. It's one of the great moving, most moving movies that I've ever seen. And I think probably, for me it is, because my grandfather also served in World War II. And I myself have a strong desire to serve in some way, to help those who have given their lives for us, in some little way, to help them keep going forth. But if you don't know this movie, if you're unfamiliar with it, what it's all about is it centers upon a soldier who is fighting in France during the Second World War. He had three other brothers who were also fighting in that same conflict in the war. But the movie centers around the fact that the War Department there recognizes that his other three brothers have been killed in action. And they, in a strange moment of compassion, they decide, we don't want their mother to have to go through the loss of all her sons in the very beginning of this war. So they send out a search party in order to find him so that they can bring him back to his mother. The story really revolves around the events of Normandy there in France and the Battle of D-Day. It starts with that flashback from the present day scene. In the very beginning, I just watched this even before Mass this morning in Vaughan. I wanted to review those clips on YouTube. What you see there is there's a man who appears to be somewhere in his 80s who's walking there on those beaches of Normandy through a cemetery. He's hobbling. He's moving very rickety, like, because it seems like he's had two knee surgeries. He's just an older man. And when he finally is passing through all these rows of mostly crosses, as he goes by, he stops in front of a particular one and really falls to his knees and begins to weep uncontrollably as his family, his wife, comes to him and holds him to give him encouragement. And at that moment, the camera zooms into his eye, and when it zooms out, they're in the middle of that battle there on D-Day, June 6, 1944. All the horrors that are going on in that moment. What's going on there is that all these difficulties are going on, but yet the whole of the movie for the next 2 hours focuses not upon this private Ryan that they're trying to save, but really around the search party that is going exploring during this battlefield just to find a single man in the midst of all the chaos of war. It focuses upon also the leader, who is Captain Miller, who's played by Tom Hanks and does a great job playing him. Toward the end of the movie, we find that they do rescue this Private Ryan. They find where he is and are trying to bring him back. And one of the last scenes, they get into a pitched battle there on a bridge, there between the German forces and their forces. And in the midst of that battle, Captain Miller gets shot. He gets shot. And Private Ryan, seeing that his captain has just been taken, instinctively runs out to rescue him, to help him, to see how he's doing, this man who's given so much up for him. And Captain Miller, laying there, pitched up, just sort of leaning against a stone or something like that, looks off into the distance, and he says, "I see an angel." And then coming to again, seeing that Private Ryan there, mutters something under his breath. He says to him, "Earn this." Private Ryan, in the midst of the battle, doesn't understand what he's saying, so he says, "Captain, what'd you say?" Pulls him close at this time, close to his ear, and then looks him in the eye, and he says, "Earn it." And with that, he falls back and dies. At that same moment, the camera zooms back into the eye of that private and zooms back out. And we're there at Normandy present day, right there in front of that same cross grave headstone where he's there. And we see as it zooms in and comes into focus, you can see that stone upon that cross is etched into that stone, the name Captain Miller. He's at the very same grave of the man who gave his life for him. What goes on from there is that in the distance behind him, you can see his whole family, his wife, his children, his grandchildren, all gathered up there who've made this journey to France to be with their grandfather as he's reminiscing and coming back. But he's there alone, looking at that cross, speaking to it. He says this. He says, "I've thought about what you said to me on that bridge every day of my life." Through tears, he continues. He says, "And I hope, at least in your eyes, I've earned all of what you all have done for me." That powerful scene there. That powerful scene, I think, is one of the greatest images for conveying what our response is supposed to be to what Jesus has done for us on the cross. Because see the parallels there. There is a man who is kneeling there before a cross. Kneeling there at the feet of the cross, and he's thanking the man who died so that he himself could live. Saying to him that every day he remembers that gift that this man gave to him. And he makes a pledge there saying that every day he tries to live his life so that he won't be taking that gift for granted. So that he won't waste that gift that was given for him. But you see, the only difference between what happened there on that in Normandy in that cemetery and what happens here at Mass is that Jesus from the cross doesn't say earn it, because none of us ever could. How could we ever earn that great gift? What Jesus says from the cross is says something different. He says, make your whole life a response to this. And that's the life of the Christian. That's the life of the Catholic, is to make our whole life a response to Christ dying, to his great sacrifice for us that we can live. And this movie comes to mind because of the gospel which we have today. What the gospel is simply an unveiling, a revealing of what happens at Mass. I told you that at the beginning of Mass. I hope you saw it. Because what went on in the gospel is that it takes place, did you notice what day it takes place on? The first day of the week, which is what? Sunday, just like today. Jesus is doing what? He's meeting the disciples there, and he opens up the scriptures for them. Just like we just had experience for us, both Libby, Angelica, and I both proclaim the scriptures to you. And then right now, you're having them opened up for you and explained for you in the homily. And what does this story culminate in what action? It culminates in Jesus feeding them with the Eucharist. And isn't that what we're about to do? Asking us to recognize him in the breaking of the bread here at Mass. That's why this movie helps us to understand for us what happens at Mass, except for with one huge difference. Because simply being at Normandy brings Private Ryan back to those events of the World War II. Seeing the name on that headstone causes all those things, all those people to play out in his mind in such a way such that 60 years ago, it's like it's just happening right now. He's there. Like it just happened yesterday. But you see what happens with us here today, even in Fort Sumner, New Mexico, at this altar is more real than that ever could have been. Because the Mass is what? The Mass is a sacramental representation of Jesus' once for all sacrifice for all mankind. His offering upon the cross. In other words, what that means is that every Mass, at every Mass, the events of the cross, the events of the empty tomb, the events of all those things become contemporary for us, meaning that we're there. We are there. It isn't just an empty ritual that we do in this place. It isn't about remembering something that happened some 2,000 years ago and trying to put ourselves in that place. You and I here, we become witnesses. We become witnesses to the cross, to the empty tomb, to all those post-resurrection experiences that we have proclaimed for us in the gospel. All those are made present to us here at Mass. We're really there. They're really here. In the movie, just like in real life, it's having that flashback to a memory that comes to mind, but we don't really, when we have those memories, we don't really get to talk and to converse with those people. That's just make-believe. At Mass, we really get to spend time with the person of Jesus Christ. He really speaks to us. He really nourishes us with his body and his blood. It really happens. If Private Ryan so powerfully was provoked by merely seeing Captain Miller's name there on the cross, on that headstone, then the question has to occur to us, how could we as Catholics find ourselves bored at Mass? How? Maybe many of you are experiencing that right now. How could we be bored? How could we ever find it easy to miss Mass on a Sunday? Or just stop going altogether? And yet we do. And yet we do. And at some point in my life, I've experienced all those things in my life, pretty much done all those things. In truth, I didn't understand even a little bit about what happened here at Mass until I was 24 years old. That was when I began to start understanding things. And I'm still deeply trying to understand what God does for us at the Mass now, even as a priest. It's so amazing. See, that's what's also going on for us in the readings we have. The Mass for us is God's greatest gift to us. Why? Because the Mass is where I get to most tangibly reach out and touch God. Where Mass, it's at Mass where I get to be transformed by him, where he wants to transform me. It's at Mass where Jesus gives me hope, especially in moments when I've lost hope. Maybe some of you are there today. He gives us hope unshakably here because he wants to remain with us. Even more than he wanted to remain with those disciples on the road to Emmaus, he wants to remain with us. That's what's going on the road to Emmaus, but it's also what Jesus wants to do for us every single day, every single time we celebrate the Catholic Mass. I know not just from my own experiences in my own life, but from many conversations that I've had through people throughout the years about what's going on in their lives, just don't get Mass, don't understand what is happening at Mass. In fact, even this week, somebody came up to me and they said to me, "Hey, Father, I don't go to Mass here anymore because what I'm looking for is for a Mass that can be over in 50 minutes or less." The thing that made me sad about that was not that he's not coming to Mass here, but that he doesn't get what Mass is all about. He's looking at it from an economist's perspective, trying to see how can I check a box, not how can God transform my soul and lead me to heaven. Maybe some of you feel the same way too. You know, when we leave Mass early, when we leave Mass after Holy Communion, or when we leave Mass after the final before the final blessing, did you know that there's one person who left Mass at that same time, the very first Mass? Same one who came there and dipped his bread in with Jesus, receiving the Eucharist in an unworthy manner. It says right after that in the Gospel of John that at that moment, Satan entered into him. And it was night. Not just physically night, but night in his soul. And he left, went off to betray Jesus. When I arrived here just 2 years ago to be your priest, I made a promise to you. And I promised to you that I would not celebrate Mass. I'd make sure that I wouldn't celebrate Mass in anything less than an hour. Because I don't want to cheat you. Because I don't want you to have the experience of being cheated out of an experience of God's salvation in a way in which you can't savor, chew, gnaw upon the mysteries which are before you, to really enter into them and to meditate upon them. And I think I've been successful at that, with rare exception, each for which I'm very sorry. You see, that's why I became a priest, because I began to understand what Mass is actually about. And one of the things that I'll hand out to you, I forgot to bring one up here to the altar today. But at the back of the Mass, I have a little card, my little rookie card that I want to give to each one of you. I don't know that I've given it to each one of you yet, but it's there at the back. And on that card, this beautiful card, it's all about the Mass. And what it says there at the top, from a quotation from the Psalm 116, it says, "How can I make a return for the goodness, for all the things which God has done for me?" The response is, I will take up the chalice of salvation. I will offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. That's what my action is. And at the bottom of that card, it has a little quotation from St. John Vianney that says, all the good works in the entire world do not equal the one sacrifice of the Mass. Because all those other things are the work of men who are sinful. But the Mass is the work of God. He's the one who does it, not the priest. He goes on to say that what does our Lord give us in this great sacrament of his love? What our Lord does for us in the sacrament of his love is he takes his own heart to love us and squeezes from it a perspiration of his own love that can drown away the sins of all the world. That's what he does for us on the cross and what he offers to us each and every time we celebrate Mass. So in the meantime, the challenge for us is to not leave here today without making sure that we look upon the cross, that we stand before it, that we kneel before our Lord there in the cross and see what he's done for us, to make sure that we don't leave here without remembering all those things which he has done for us and wish the ways in which, without recognizing that he is actually present to us in the breaking of the bread, in a way that we can communicate with him and him with us. In that movie, Saving Private Ryan, he may have been there among the crosses and fallen to his knees on that beach of Normandy and said, I have thought about what you've done for me on the bridge every single day of my life. And I hope at least in your eyes, I've earned all of what you've done for me. You and I know we can't do that to God because we can't earn any of it. Instead, as Catholics, what we have to do is to pledge our lives, to live them in such a way to please him with our everything, because he's given us everything, especially his greatest gift of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, so that we can be happy with him forever in the next life. That's heaven. Our challenge is to recognize him. He will be present with us there in the breaking of the bread. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.